When a kink or polyamory lifestyle becomes problematic. Have you found yourself in a kink or polyamory lifestyle and are wondering whether or not your behavior has become problematic? Perhaps the most important question you could ask yourself is whether you might be escaping difficult feelings by engaging in high-intensity sexual behavior. Addictive behavior tends to be activated when seeking to escape difficult feelings and what feels like intolerable emotions. We are generally emotionally well-regulated when we can process our positive and negative feelings, transform any emotional discomfort we experience, and not activate addictive behaviors in response to stress. When sexual behavior feels like it is becoming increasingly out of control, it can have the effect of numbing any negative emotions and difficult mental states. This can have the effect of storing up problems as mood-changing behavior becomes the go-to solution to fix any dull time. When you feel low, worried, afraid, angry, or lonely, the temptation is to think that only that behavior will be the answer. You might currently be in that lifestyle, but could be speculating that these life choice options might represent a new opportunity to positively express your sexuality. Sometimes there is a common misconception that a kink lifestyle is the same as a polyamory lifestyle. These misconceptions can result from ignorance, shame, and stigma. The reality is that there are polyamorous individuals who are relatively vanilla in the expression of their sexuality, just like there are kinky individuals that remain monogamous in their relationships. There are also kinky individuals who engage with multiple partners as part of their relationship life choices. Safe kink environments do exist, so that you can better express your sexuality. The important aspect of staying safe in any alternative sexual community, though, is to know your own boundaries, and perhaps more importantly, to be able to enforce them. Therefore, it can be beneficial to compile your list of your own red flags and deal breakers for all of your relationships in general, and also specifically for how you might operate with others who you encounter in a sex-positive community. Addressing these questions and building your own personal resources can help to protect against some of the psychological pitfalls that can occur from this lifestyle. What are the psychological pitfalls? The risks associated with this lifestyle are that you may be vulnerable to reenacting attachment wounds from childhood. Fears of abandonment and experiencing loneliness might be displaced by having an alternative set of relationships. Trust is huge in the kink and polyamory communities, and rejection can be a sore wound from childhood for some. This can mean a tendency to mistrust can quickly transform into envy and other negative feelings. Someone with an attachment wound can feel unworthy of what was promised and of what others have. There is also potential for complying with someone else's wants, desires, or fantasies, rather than really wanting it for yourself. For example, a friend or partner might be encouraging you to go to kink parties with them, and you may not have fully considered the consequences of these life choices. Potentially compromising your own value system and blurring your own boundaries can damage your sense of personal esteem, as well as your mental and emotional well-being. There might also be risks associated with existing so-called comorbidities, such as addictions or feelings of anxiety and depression, which could be exacerbated by these lifestyle choices. Might you be seeking to cover up past emotional wounding and emotional trauma by engaging in high-intensity sexual activity is a useful question. Trauma can be defined in different ways by different people. One useful definition is from Melissa Bradley Ball, when she states that trauma is a complex matrix of grief caused by the wounding of identity, core beliefs, sense of safety, and worldview, usually including a sense of betrayal by systems of people. You could also ask yourself whether or not you are solid enough in your current relationship or relationships, or whether you are comfortable with your single status. Engaging in an alternative sexual lifestyle might not necessarily solve any of your problem areas and could actually make your relationship or single status worse rather than better. Seeking help. People who embrace an alternative sexual lifestyle can encounter prejudice amongst wider society towards their behavior. That prejudice can often be mirrored in counseling and psychotherapy circles when people seek help and support. It's not uncommon that they meet a so-called sex-negative therapist who might not be comfortable hearing such content or who might seek to quickly pathologize such lifestyle choices. It is always best to chat initially with someone on the phone before arranging a session to gauge if they are someone you might feel comfortable with. Counseling sessions can help you to review your motives for engaging in this lifestyle, devise your own list of red flags and deal breakers, and perhaps also address how better to process any difficult feelings and emotional states that bring you down. Safety should not just be seen in the context of your physical space, but medical as well as psychological well-being too. Being better prepared can help guard against the emergence of problem behavior. Problematic sexual behavior usually occurs, perhaps like any chemical or behavioral addiction, when there are increasing levels of riskier behaviors and also when there are more negative consequences occurring in other aspects of your life as a result of your behavior. A subculture of the kink scene can hold more risky events. Chemsex parties, for instance, or party and play or chill out events can involve a partygoer staying awake for much longer periods, and such environments might encourage people to do things sexually without much planning or thought. As well as staying physically safe, such events could have significant impacts on your health, including impacts on your diet, sleep, immune system, and mood management. The kink and polyamory social scene need not necessarily involve drug parties, of course. However, these environments can, by their very nature, risk exacerbating any underlying comorbidities such as addictions, social anxiety, and lingering depression if your boundaries are not well defined and enforced. Counseling sessions can help you to become more aware of your needs and your drives so that you may be better able to overcome your personal discomforts in a way that reduces compulsion and increases choice in your wider life. Devising your own personal resourcing and developing your personal qualities will help you to be better able to make the lifestyle choices that are right for you. This can be what it means to have a positive self-care regime when past emotional wounds are healed and where you have a solid social support structure so that you can better enjoy your life more fully. My name is Noel Bell. I'm a UKCP accredited psychotherapist and my website is noelbell.net.